if you'd been, well, like the time when you were telling me about when you fiddled and danced so hard, you come in and you said your shirt was wet, well, you might take off your wet shirt and say, look how I
sweated.
Now, what do you call one of those sores that comes to a head?
Oh, it was riding.
And, have you ever heard, so sometimes people call it a boil?
Boiled,
yeah. Is that
yeah.
the same? Are they
say the same.
And when a rising opens, the stuff that comes out of it, you call that?
Pus.
And if you got some infection in your hand, and so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say my hand
enlarged.
And if you might say a bee stung me and my hand
swelled up, swollen.
Get
so big.
Uh-huh. And it might, in talking about swelling, you might say, if something didn't get infected, it probably won't
swell up.
Uh-huh. And if somebody was in a war and they got shot, you'd say they got a bullet.
Got a wound.
And if a person got some sort of a wound and it didn't heal right and it got a kind of a white stuff around the edge that would have to be, sometimes it'd have to be burned off. What would they call that? That white that get around a wound sometimes?
Irritation?
Well, yeah, they might call it that. Have you ever heard of some kind of flesh that they call?
Flab flesh?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them.
And they call that what now?
Well, irritated, or applied for flesh.
And if you got a little cut on your finger, you'd paint it with something that'd make it turn red.
Iodine.
And what would...
Or mercurochrome.
Yeah. What would they give people for malaria?
They used to give them 44 something. Some kind of some kind of tonic to clean their system out.
Would they ever give them a kind of pill like?
Well, probably it'd be in a pill form.
Quinine.
Uh-huh. You know, as I've taken many a dose of quinine.
Oh, you have.
Yeah, and it's as bitter as can be.
Oh, it is.
Oh, didn't you never take any quinine?
No.
You'll try a little sometime.
Oh, I don't think I want to. It's bitter.
Oh, bitter is no name.
Oh, boy.
But I guess it used to be a good medicine for to keep ward off chills or something like that.
Yeah.
Back there.
Mm-hmm.
And for malaria, it was good for that.
Mm-hmm. And you take sometimes to ward off chills. If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say that
he it was fatal.
And if a person was alive yesterday, but today he isn't, you'd say, well, I guess last night he must have. If he's all right yesterday and then today he's not, you say, well, I guess last night he must have.
Died out.
Must have, did you say, what? Well,
died.
Yeah. Would they say that sometimes a different way than just saying died?
Say, I guess it'd say he passed away. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, if a person if it was somebody that you didn't like an old tightwad and he died, you might, instead of saying died, would you say, like, I'm glad that old skinflint or that old tightwad finally
kicked the bucket.
That's pretty good. Now, if you didn't know the cause